Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Pentagon sending more firepower to the Mideast as Israel braces for more possible attacks from Iran. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
They believe that it's increasingly likely that there will be an attack by Iran and or its proxies, and perhaps in the coming days. I would tell you that we share those concerns.
Meantime, the FBI is looking into Iran's hacking of the Trump campaign. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
These latest attempts to interfere in U.S. elections are nothing new for the Iranian regime, which from our vantage point has undermined democracies or attempted to for many years now.
And Ernesto is now a tropical storm in the Atlantic and could strengthen over the next few days as it heads towards the Caribbean. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
Along with the wind and the waves, there's also going to be a lot of rain with this storm.
Flooding and mudslides are possible too. Ernesto could be a hurricane by Thursday. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's elections administrator is offering some last-minute guidance for voters ahead of tomorrow's primary. Megan Wolf is offering reminders for voters and taking questions from reporters. This is the first election in 2 years where Wisconsin voters can use absentee ballot drop boxes. One of the big races to watch tomorrow is the Democratic primary in the 3rd Congressional District. Rebecca Cook has been campaigning for 2 years and has the most money. Katrina Shanklin has the backing of party and union leaders.
Can she break through, even though she has less money than Rebecca Cook, who's been a great fundraiser, but she doesn't have that same kind of like support with some of these unions and those people who turn folks out.
WISP Politics editor J.R. Ross speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. Eric Wilson is also running in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. You have an opportunity to share your ideas on how to improve healthcare access and health outcomes today and tomorrow. UW Extension researchers will be in Marshfield today at the library to hear your thoughts. Participation is voluntary, and you'll receive a gift card for your time. They're at the Marshfield Library at 10 a.m. or 2 p.m. today. On Tuesday, researchers will be at the McMillan Library at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., or 6 p.m. You can find out more by emailing ruralhealth@extension.wisc.edu. Our local veterans are busy on Wednesday this week. Heroes Cafe starts at 7:30 a.m. at Crossview Church. Later on Wednesday, they'll be at our WFHR and WIRI parking lot party to help celebrate from noon to 6. On Wednesday night, American Legion Post 9 will have their monthly meeting at 7 p.m. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back home after a 23-10 win over the Browns in Cleveland. Jordan Love threw a 65-yard touchdown and was done for the day. The offense focused on the run game. Backup quarterback Sean Clifford was 10 of 19 for 111 yards, a quarterback rating of just 70.3.
Yeah, I think that take the good, take the bad, and you look at everything, and you never get too high, and you never get too low, especially at this position.
Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought just his command, his presence, the communication, the urgency in and out of the huddle, I thought was pretty clean.
Baseball, the Brewers and Dodgers open a 4-game series tonight at AmFam Field. Clayton Kershaw on the mound for L.A. against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta.
You know, we as a team, we're fine. We're good. And it is what it is, man. We just have to move forward, clean our mind, and get ready for tomorrow and win the series.
The Crew losing to the Reds yesterday 4-3. The Cubs have improved. They've won 8 of their last 10 games. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Couple of showers and storms possible Wednesday, a high in the upper 70s. And more rain possible Thursday, high mid-70s. Right now it's 80.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to WFHR's Playmakers. Welcome to the show. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a great start to your work week out there. Happy Monday, everybody.
Yeah.
Hope it is going well as I blow out our eardrums.
Yeah, so. That's right. That's why I can adjust it here. That's the thing. So
very
yeah.
cool. Very yeah. cool. We got a cool show lined up for you, everybody. First and foremost, we want to take your phone call, 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines, get in the game. We want to hear from you and what is on your mind. As we are going to do today, we're going to wrap up a couple of things. The Wisconsin Rapids rafter season will wrap up.
All done, yep.
We'll talk about the Olympics and wrap that up as well. And we're also going to spend some time today talking about the winter games as well as our WFHR sports schedule for this week, which should fill up. Okay, we're done. We're done.
That rare
about
week where we have nothing. Yeah that does not happen very often.
No, we don't get that happening very often. But we do get calls coming in all the time, and we appreciate that. Good afternoon. You're in the game. What's on your mind?
Well, I guess I can get it started, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
It's not so reluctant. I guess. You know.
We called him up. The hitter that doesn't want to play. Like,
All right.
I got to move.
All right, I guess. Well, I'm going to just say for Packers, three plays. That's all I'm going to say about the Packers, just three plays.
Hmm.
You know, just beginning of the game, and that's what we're going to see the rest of the year. So,
mm-hmm.
So I don't think we need to dwell on the Packers so much on that. You know, I did have some Bear fans come up to me and sit there and, Caleb Williams, this. And I'm like, three plays. That's all I'm going to say. And then I walked away from them.
So. Oh, yeah, yeah. Anybody, I don't know what they're wasting their energy on. I understand that there's a lot to be hopeful for, and I'm one of those hopeful, foolish ones.
Yeah.
But the idea of bragging about three plays
right now.
And I wouldn't expect that anymore from Commander fans and Jaden Daniels or anything, and any of these guys. I'm not going to be bragging about Caleb Williams no matter what happens this season, because this guy's got a couple of years yet. And I would also throw in there Jordan Love, because it's not like Jordan Love has given you years and years of showing you what he is. He's given you about 8-10 games.
Right.
So there's plenty to be hopeful for. There's a lot of excitement in Green Bay and throughout the football universe, because that is, whether people realize it or not, I think we do here, that's the closest you have to America's team in the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
Between the way the fan base travels and the way that it is, the actual franchise is run and all this and how it's owned, I don't know how you get more American. I don't know how you can deny that, whether you're a Bear fan, a Packer fan, or any other fan. But there's also, I would hope, even in the most rosy-colored eyes, the idea that it's still 8-10 games. That's a lot to put on this guy and to expect from him. He's given you plenty to go on.
Yeah.
And there's more than enough reason to be hopeful, and more reason to be hopeful about him than some of the other quarterbacks I mentioned. But I wouldn't go bragging. I wouldn't go naming your firstborn Love. I don't know about that or anything.
Although that's kind of a cool name.
But it is a good name. It's a good first name. It sounds better than Aaron. It sounds better, you know, it sounds better than that.
Right. Well, I can't say too much about Aaron, because I do have one of those Aarons.
it's a great name. It is a good name.
Yes.
It is good name. For him.
But, you know, for both teams, or for any team, they're one injury away for the season to be pretty much done.
That's just the sickest joke of all this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can change the whole thing. But I guess where I have my focus is, because I know Seth likes this too, is baseball.
And
we had a couple weeks coming up here for the Brewers that could really solidify where this team could be playoff time.
Yeah.
So tonight, I mean, they start the four-game series with the Dodgers. They're a game and a half behind them for that second-place spot. And, what, two and a half or two behind Philadelphia for that number one spot. And Philadelphia, in our last 10 games, they're only 4-6.
Actually, I was just telling James before we started that since the All-Star game, discounting the White Sox, because you got to kind of leave them out of it
right now,
the team that's played that has had the worst record is the Phillies since the All-Star break.
The White Sox are actually going to have to play in the Mid-Coast Division next year.
Yeah.
They're actually being demoted.
It'd be a AAA team, yeah.
Yes, yes.
But the Braves and the Mets, it's kind of like the same thing with the Brewers. The Brewers have only pretty much played .500 since the All-Star break. And St. Louis and the Cubs really can't – they haven't done much – I mean, the Cubs lately, I mean, they've won 8 of their last 10. But
I – No.
The thing that I'm trying to –
I'm with you. I'm going to throw this out there. Right now, the East is crumbling. Yeah. All three top teams are not playing well right now. The Braves lost to just an awful game yesterday to the Rockies, where they had a 7-run lead and they blew it in the eighth inning. You've got the Dodgers, who are up and down right now. So many injuries they're dealing with. Mookie Betts is coming back, but he's playing right field from now on. He's not going back to short anymore. Mm-hmm. So they can bring up Nick Ahmed. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not sure what that's about. I think the Brewers have a real chance, man.
Oh, yeah.
To have the best record, to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
If they keep playing the way they have been, they might end up with a top spot. That's not outside the realm of possibility.
If you heard our friend Mike Clemens, all they got to do is do 500 baseball, and they've got this. Mm-hmm. Especially with, you mentioned, the East crumbling. The West, there's a couple of, three teams doing pretty well over there with Arizona, San Diego, and San Francisco. But they're going to devour themselves in many ways as the schedule's looking towards it. I was just peeking at it. Yeah. I didn't dissect it, but just peeking at it ahead, just looking at this conversation. It does look like they're going to be playing each other.
It's going to be a tough go. So they'll probably, like you said, they'll be beating each other up.
And while we're not in the playoffs, boy, if there's anything a manager loves in sports, it's a playoff atmosphere.
Mm.
It's the idea and the feel of it and everything. And you've got exactly the team that is perfect for that right now in the Dodgers. And they're world beaters. They're incredible. They have the greatest player in baseball in the whole world on that team. And at the same time, they're beatable. They're not anything to be scared of. Mm-hmm. And if you get out of this series 2-2, 3-1, something like that, at the end of this, you got nothing but momentum pulling you going forward. And this is why, when I talk about Brewer fans should be excited and everything, and keep hopeful about that, it's because of some of these things and the end of the schedule, the way that it looks for a lot of for them compared to other teams.
Yeah, but I like you said, you jumped ahead for our conversation. September doesn't look that good for the Brewers because they play the Cardinals at the beginning of the month, but then you got the Giants, the Diamondbacks, the Phillies, and Diamondbacks, and then the Mets to round it out. So September is going to be tough for them, but that's where they can separate themselves.
Especially
with the Diamondbacks coming in, because chances are they could face those guys in the playoffs.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what I mean. Playoff
they could face atmosphere. Any one of those teams. I really think so.
If I'm Pat Murphy, I'm salivating at that schedule. I'm excited about September. Because if you're worth anything, this is with teams you want to beat, teams you want to play, teams you want to figure out, even if you get slaughtered by them or something in a series. Teams that you want to figure that out about right now. Let the other manager show their hands and everything. You're playing for the big game here. You've been in first pretty much all year. You've been in the driver's seat. This is the chance for you to step on the gas. This is the chance for you to do that. Nobody wants to wait into playoffs to do that. Start now and keep pressing. And hopefully this ends with some, really, really exciting playoff baseball for Milwaukee and a lot of cool playoff games here in state late in into the fall. And they've got this is one of those things where if you don't want to listen to your fellow Brewer fans or anything like that, I'm championing this. And I am not a Brewer guy, but I see this just from a third perspective. Mm-hmm. And I saw Devin Williams collect his first save the other day. That felt good, I got to think, as a Brewer fans.
That's great.
There's
it's
a lot.
Good having him.
And especially when you start doing this, that you two are doing really well, comparing them to other teams, specifically in the NL.
Mm-hmm.
Who else has better things to feel about right now? Any of these teams, even looking at the West, yikes. I don't know anybody that has this kind of good vibe going into this part of the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even, and as you look at it, though, too, you got DL Hall back yesterday. He didn't throw bad. But he threw pretty good. You got Devin Williams back. Tobias Myers.
Mm.
Holy cow, did he throw a game the other night.
He's a good young one,
Yeah, he's been fun.
And then tonight, can you really say that Clayton Kershaw is dominant anymore?
Oh, no.
No,
you can't.
Especially by fantasy purposes.
Note the bitterness in his voice.
What was I thinking?
if Peralta can get out of the first couple innings, and the Brewers can get out of the Dodgers right away, I can see these guys, winning tonight, and then they got Colin Ray going tomorrow night.
Who also threw a really good game his last time out, too. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, who isn't from Milwaukee right now?
I don't know.
Who isn't throwing good for them right now? I think that's a harder question to figure out than who's been having good games. They've been on a run here.
Right. So, I mean, could they take three of four? Could they take all four? I mean, look what they did to the Braves. I mean, they scored 33 runs against the Braves? I mean, who would ever thought of that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still trying to wrap my head around that one a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and then they score all those runs, and then they turn around, and on Saturday only score one, but that was, the one run was a big run there in the eighth inning from Hoskins, and he's starting to swing the bat pretty good, too. Yeah. I mean, he's got
a good time for him to get hot right now, yeah.
Nice to see Bryce Terang.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing that I did want to note about this before we get to in anything else or wrap up with you, Kev, I've really admired some things about Pat Murphy's managing style, because it feels like more and more, especially with baseball, we're seeing managers have less and less to do with the game. And I feel like he's obviously a throwback in a lot of ways, but one of the ways that he is his interacting with players and his belief in players. Now, every manager, every coach in every sport from Little League on up is going to back their players 99% of the time. We're used to seeing that, but that's up front. They're telling you, hey, Bryce Terang's going to be okay. He's going to be okay and all that, but then they're benching him, you know, or something like that. Yeah. He's stuck by a lot of these guys when they were struggling and keeping them in the starting lineup, letting them work through it. Like I've seen all the great NBA coaches, name any NBA coach, Chuck DeLeonda, Eric Spoelstra, every one of them will leave a shooter in the game and go 0-13, sometimes a John Starks situation, before they will take them out, because you take them out and boom, there goes your connection with that player, there goes that player's confidence, and you don't know what you're going to get the rest of the season, let alone the rest of the game. I think that more and more and more managers in more sports need to do this and stand by these players and let them play through it. Mm-hmm. Now, it's easy for me to say that my job is not on the line. I fully own that. But I do think the evidence speaks for itself. In literally every sport you can bring up, it does seem to be better to let the player get through a slump, get through those bad times. Yeah, bench him against a lefty or something like that. I'm not talking about that. I mean, taking them out of the starting lineup. Everybody knows what that means. All of a sudden, there's somebody new at second base every day. You know, that kind of thing. It's the fielding part of baseball that keeps this in check, too, because you keep the chemistry with your players on the diamond, which is so vital. There's never been a playoff that you've ever seen. I don't care if you're 5 or 105. You've never seen a baseball playoff where defense didn't come into play in the playoffs.
At some point. Absolutely.
So
important.
Keeping these guys in there has been something that Pat Murphy has felt out, knows these guys well enough, and like, you know what? I'm going to be all right. Mm-hmm. He's going to be okay.
How many times do the pundits say that they should have sent Curio down this year?
Right.
That's why
they're pundits. That's why they're pundits, and they don't get to wear a cool jersey and watch these games from the best seat in the house.
Perfect example. That was the one that was popping in my head. And you know what the great thing about that is? He's young. He's 20 years old.
Yeah.
You give him a chance to do it now, he's going to be able to learn, take what he's learned this season of having to go through a slump like this. I don't think people understand how big this is, because it's one of those things where you're always, when you're young and a baseball player, any sport, you know, you always win. You're always the best at what you do. You never fail. And all of a sudden you fail, and you fail bad. When you get to something like this,
there's nothing like striking out, let alone at that level.
And losing confidence. There's so easy to lose your confidence doing that. They stuck with him, it is now paying dividends, because look at what he's doing, man. It was a great decision.
Yeah, I think he's pretty much making his way for the Rookie of the Year. I mean, I really do.
He's going to be one of the top ones.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a lot of competition this year. Another Jackson Merrill, out in San Diego. He's doing really well right now, too. All these Jacksons. Where did all these guys come from? Jackson Holiday?
It's one of those names. You can think Sons of Anarchy, I think. I do think that another thing, too, about this, coming into this season, Pat Murphy gets the job. I do remember hearing, and it was very early on in the process, but I do remember hearing similar things to lame duck coach or bridge coach or manager or some of those things. The Brewers organization didn't feel that way about him and believed in him. And he is returning that into the players and believing in them and standing by them. Mm-hmm. And it's a really cool thing to not only see that in an organization. I would be saying this if they were 20 and 100. Mm-hmm. But to see them winning with this model. If it, they love parody in sports, let's see some people parody this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Always, yeah, and I agree with you on that one. So,
any final thoughts, man?
Not really. I mean, like I said, it's going to be an interesting next couple of weeks here, and mm-hmm. hopefully that we can turn the tide a little bit against winning teams and keep right on going. I think the confidence of sweeping the Braves might be that confidence boost that they know they can beat better teams and hopefully they can keep this run. And like you said, like I think we talked about on Friday a little bit, it doesn't take much to get a run going, and once they get that run, I mean, it can go a long ways. And
if they can take three of four from the Dodgers, that would be huge. That would be speaking of confidence, that would be massive. Mm-hmm. If you ask me.
Always good talking to you, man.
And I agree. So,
All
right, guys. You guys have a great night.
You too. Thanks so much for the call. Best listeners in radio, thank you so much for joining us. Feel free to call up 715-424-2600. Love to hear from every one of you. We'll take our quick time out. We'll come back and we'll talk some rafters and Olympics and much, much more here at Unlabeled. I was going to say Unlabeled.
Pulled that one out of nowhere.
Oh, boy. It is Playmakers here at WFHR. This one's sponsored by our good friends at Quality Plus. Getting your words out right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here and the sun is unforgiving. Be your child's hero this summer by keeping them safe in the summer heat and don't miss a beat. WAM Incorporated is here to help. Summer is for family trips, team championships, and long days at the beach. Design your child or team's gear in a flash with fully customizable polyester shirts and shorts. Call 715-423-9465 for WAM Incorporated today and get back out into the summer sun and enjoy the adventure without the burn.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles from opening day to all those summer nights. You'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter, then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Brian and I will be talking about the Olympics. What was your favorite event? We want to hear from you. I'll also be joined by Wisconsin Policy Forum past president Rob Henkin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk? Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this, if this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Couple of showers and storms possible Wednesday, a high in the upper 70s. And more rain possible Thursday, high mid 70s. Right now it's 80.
Welcome back, everyone, to WFHR's Playmakers. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Phone lines are open. 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Football is in the air. Mm-hmm. We'd love to talk to you about that. Give me any opportunity to talk football. We'll do it, everybody. And I don't mean just the pro game, because, of course, here at WFHR, we are your home for Wisconsin Badger football.
That's true. We are.
They released the top 25, which of course means nothing, but we can talk about it, and it gives sports shows it's ours tradition. Something to talk about.
You got to do it, and that's exactly why. You're right. Just to get people to yammer about this stuff, complain about it, you know.
We will look for any opportunity to talk about football in June, you know. And so contracts and a lot of these things come up. And this is a very similar thing with college football, where we're so close and we're itching for it so badly that we will, hey, this is how dare they did. Well, this team beat this team last year, and how could they do this and all that? And none of it means anything.
Not a bit.
None of it.
Not a bit.
By week one, a team will be upset, and this whole thing will change, and the dominoes will fall. And this year, it really means even less than it's ever meant in any year of college football, because you have not only for the first couple of years here, really, we've only been doing this for a while, you actually have a playoff where you're actually deciding a quote-unquote champion.
Right.
But you're also, you have it open to 12 teams now.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
So you've got March Madness going on in college football now. So it used to be, as in last year.
Back in the old days,
you had to be one of the top four teams. And you go back another 20 years, and you had to be undefeated.
And they actually voted on it. Isn't that weird now, thinking about that? They voted on it?
It's kind of strange. Ridiculous anyway. That it took this long to have a playoff. But it does make, it took money to make it happen.
It's always the right amount of money,
But it is exciting. And once again, WFHR is the home of Wisconsin Badger football this season. We're looking forward to playing those games for you and talking about them.
Ooh, got a big one against Alabama.
Huge.
That is so cool. I don't know if I should look this up, but I don't know if the Badgers or when the Badgers last played Alabama or if they've ever done it before.
They've never played.
That's so cool. That's awesome.
And they'll be, I believe it's a home and home. I believe they'll be playing in Alabama next year.
Oh,
do I have that reversed?
Okay. Well, one of those two things. We'll have it here on the radio. I know that.
That's for sure. And we will also be talking a little bit later about some of the things going on with Wisconsin as Luke Fickell is going to be in the headlines a lot this year, win or lose. Fickell's playing the long game with his offense, and I wanted to talk about that a little bit. But I wanted to make sure we got this in, Seth. We want to thank our Wisconsin Rapids Rafters for an amazing season. Thank you for a great 2024 summer.
Yes,
it feels like such a comfort to have Rafter baseball around, and even when we don't have them around, there is something still in the air, still in the town about this team.
Right.
We all know what I'm talking about. Yep. Maybe you can't put it into words, but you know what I'm talking about. When January rolls around and you're thinking about getting to Winter Field in the summer and the things to look forward to that this team gives us.
Yep.
Current season certainly didn't go the way we wanted it to.
No.
They rarely do. You know,
that's baseball.
Yeah. That's the baseball, baby. That's being a sports fan.
Yep.
Your team don't get to win every year, young New England fans. you know, they imagine being like 12 and being a New England Patriots fan. Or so,
what must it be the last couple of years? Yeah. What is happening? What is my world happening?
It's all completely flipped around on them. With the Rafters, win or lose, we fill that ballpark. And even when there's construction going on all around it, we fill that ballpark.
The whole season, there was the road in front of the stadium was tore up. And still, Beth and I went to the last game on Saturday. And there was over 1,000 people. 1,100 people showed up for that. I mean, I'm telling you, for a town of 18,000 people or whatever we're at right now, that's amazing. That's a large percentage of the population.
There's a number of teams in the Northwoods League that would kill for those fans, that type of cross, or that type of numbers that they collect. And there's at least one MLB team that would on the south side of Chicago. I'm going to take my shots at you all I can, Reinsdorf, every chance I get.
Hey, we got Grady Sizemore now.
Yeah.
Which is weird, but
we're talking about that too.
Okay, all right.
We'll shoehorn that in at some point. I am excited and proud of the Rafters 2024 season. Thank you to these players so much for coming to our town, hanging out, being great citizens, being wonderful people, and also adding to the benefit of our town and our economy, which is not lost on us here.
Yeah, quality of life, everybody.
Shout out to, of course, that managerial staff that I will take above any other in the Northwoods League, and that includes the front office, and certainly big thank you to the ownership and the organization itself. There's nobody that can deny, no matter whether you're a part of the Rafters or you're just a citizen of this town or a citizen of Wisconsin, what this team means to this area, what it does to this area, and the mutual beneficial relationship that they and us have.
You know, one way to look at it, if you're someone who's not really into baseball, you know, or you know, they don't follow the rafters that closely, which is fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But I tell you one thing, what James just said, everything James just said may not seem like much, but what would happen if the team left?
Right.
You would feel it.
Absolutely.
There would be a gigantic hole here. Even if you didn't care much about the rafters when they were here, mm-hmm. it would be felt by the entire community. So we should be very thankful that we do have this team.
And you'd be feeling it in your tax dollars. You'd be feeling it in a lot
all
of
over the place.
Seeing in the economy, the businesses that are around that mm-hmm. Establishment and what are you going to do with that ballpark?
The jobs for the kids there.
A million
employer
things.
Too.
And again, mutual beneficial relationship. They win, we win. It's good for everybody. And a big thank you to everybody involved. And that do want to send a special shout out to the host families out there.
Yes, 100%.
Really appreciated hearing from Kev this morning mm-hmm. and in earlier, of course, too, in the show, touching on that. Whenever we get a chance to talk to people that were host families, I think it creates more host families out there.
I have not heard one bad word about all you hear about is how great it is about being a host family. Yeah.
Big thank you to the Rafters.
Yes.
We're looking forward to 2025 already. Roll Rats. as forever, WFHR will be the home of mm-hmm. Rafter baseball and Roll Rats and all that. And we do shift gears to River Kings hockey. We are going to be getting excited to talk River Kings.
Coming up quicker than you think.
Yeah. GM and head coach Paul Peckman going to be joining us with the fourth period of here. Of course, as we get closer to the season, we'll mm-hmm. talk to coach. Looking forward to covering River Kings and certainly high school athletics. And I say athletics, as we are going to cover as much as we can.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that. Thanks to Pam giving me a heads up that the high school football looks like our calendar will start on the 22nd.
That is correct.
Hoping to cover River Falls at Lincoln High School, mm-hmm. kick off the season. It's going to be very fun. We got our own friend Michael that's going to be joining us covering high school sports, along with Randy, of course.
Yep.
Looking forward to that. So we got a lot of sports to talk throughout the next year here and everything, everybody. But again, thank you to the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Make your plans for next year at northwoodsleague.com and follow them on social media. It is an amazing follow.
It is.
We say goodbye to the Rafters, of course, and along with that, saying good. We'll see you later. Not goodbye.
We'll see you next year.
We'll see you next year. We say you'll see you in a couple of years to the Olympics. The Olympics are done and Team USA has prevailed. What did I don't do this. I never do this, but I'm telling you, I'm doing it right now. What did I say?
Oh, yeah.
We were going to run game in Paris. And baby, did we run game.
You know,
126-91 total medal count. We had more silvers and bronzes than anybody, more moments than anybody, outside of maybe the guy with the gun, the stay-at-home dad that showed up with the gun with the gray hair from Norway, I believe. Okay, his moment, maybe he had a bigger moment. But
maybe he did. Okay. You were right. You did say all those things, James.
I'm so sorry.
But if there was any, there was no doubt in my mind that they weren't the underdogs here. They were the favorites.
I'm doing what every good football coach does. They're all against us. The whole world. We were underdogs.
The best impression of Joe Dumars for the 1992 Olympics. Like, no one believed in us. No, I'm like, Joe, what are you talking about?
It works. It works. It's crazy, but it works. It is a really, really fun Olympics. This is going to be one of those memorable ones.
Yeah.
One of the other things, and maybe we've touched on this before with other sports, but we haven't gotten to with the Olympics yet. This is our first real chance to cover the Olympics mm-hmm. right on Playmakers.
Sure.
What this does for young people and young kids watching this, mm-hmm. Think about just your everyday fans, like a lot of us are. How do you watch for the Olympics at first? You watch with your parents, mm-hmm. you watch with your brothers and sisters and friends sometimes, but mostly family. And oftentimes there's a spark that comes.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, well, that doesn't just look cool. That looks like something I want to try.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you see my sister doing gymnastics in the living room and things. You know, now add talent to that and think about that. Mm-hmm. Think about what the Dream Team did to basketball around the world and what we just got to see because of that.
Yeah.
We not only got to see the USA win in men's and women's, but we got to see good games.
Yeah. It wasn't just rolling over everybody.
Yeah.
It was a challenge. Both teams were behind.
It was rewarding.
In the game, yes.
Yeah, it was rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
You see this in all the sports. Usain Bolt dominates, and a young Noah Lyles and others are inspired by him and everything. Mm-hmm. So to think of that's your average Olympics.
this Olympics was times a thousand as far as the ratings and the amount of eyeballs that we know for sure we're seeing it. So think of statistically alone, 5 out of 10 kids are going to be inspired to maybe go and do something for their country. Mm-hmm. That is pretty cool to think of, right, along with the fact that all the other great moments we had from these Olympics and all the cool stuff that happened. I would love to hear from anybody out there your favorite Olympic moments. What were the standout moments to you? Feel free to share them with us. 715-424-2600. For me, the number one thing I think of is Simone Biles' smile after she was done with her routines. Not out there. That's the smile for everybody. I'm talking about the real genuine one.
Yeah, the genuine, joyful smile, right.
A gigantic shout out to Katie Ledecky, not only with her performance and what she did and bringing home gold and everything, but her special shout out to a young fan as she was leaving the pool once.
That was cool.
Pointing out to that young lady and that little girl, 3 or 4, talking about sparking something. That girl fainted. She was so, that is my favorite Olympic moment. One of my top five favorite Olympic moments.
She literally freaked out.
It was awesome. It was cool. Awesome. Shout out to Miss Ledecky. Let's go ahead and find out what you think. Good afternoon. You're in the game.
Joe Dumars was on the Dream Team?
In 92? Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was.
What was that all
about? He was a heck of a shooter. I mean, he was a good shooter
Joe
back in his day.
Yeah. Joe had his moments. Yeah. He's doing they had Leitner on that team, too.
Yes, they did.
Every team, even ours, have some players like that on there. Yeah. You know, Michael Redd's an Olympic gold medalist, you know? Yeah, and that's not true. A shot at Michael Redd. Yeah. I just don't think that a lot of people think of him as one of the top 12
like
players in the world
right,
or something.
Yeah.
You know, at his time, man.
That's kind of what I'm thinking about Joe Dumars, too. That kind of threw me for a loop there.
Seth with the deep cut.
No, talking baseball, though, where is Niger Morgan? We could use Niger Morgan for the playoff push here.
I'm just guarantee he's probably playing in some weird foreign country. No, he's probably not playing anymore, but or he's in jail.
Julio Franco is still playing, so.
Not only that.
He just turned 60.
Yes. Bartolo Colon is still pitching somewhere. I know that for sure.
I was just going to say Bartolo Colon definitely is.
Yeah, he's 50 years old now. Yeah.
Niger is playing for the Hanhaw Eagles. The Hanhaw Eagles.
He actually is playing.
Or
he's coaching or something.
He looks like he's a player.
Oh my!
They're a South Korean professional baseball team.
Yes, he is. Nice,
good call, Seth. Nicely done.
Awesome, Niger. Oh, he was so much fun. Oh my gosh.
To the Olympic sports, and I want to make a local tie-in because I don't know if you've been over to Robinson Park, but they've installed permanent cornhole fixtures by the pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me question how long until cornhole is an Olympic sport.
Matt, you did you get the preview of the show outline? Because, man, I wanted to get into this. Nicely done, sir. Thank you so much. You guys are segueing me perfectly today. Transitions all over the place.
Good stuff.
This is an actual legitimate question. It's a fun question, and you know, we can have some fun with it. I don't mind that or anything, but you know me, I'm going to take it serious if I get a chance. And with breakdancing and some of the other things that have been allowed into the Olympics recently.
Yeah, it's a pro sport now.
And the biggest thing that the Olympic Committee cares about, ratings.
Yes.
It's cornhole tournaments are huge on like ESPN Ocho. Like, they're getting good ratings on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they're going to allow breakdancing in, I could see them doing this. Mm-hmm. I could see a number of different things like this being on the table.
That's on the Ocho. Is that right between the Niger Morgan and Julio Franco game?
Yeah, that's right. There. Right there. You can't miss it.
The really old-timers game.
They use their A-team for that one. Great commentators on that.
All right, I'll let you guys go. You have a good night. All right?
You too, man. You too. Appreciate you. As long as we are touching on this, I do want to just tease ahead the 2028 games because there are some sports that are going to make a debut.
Okay.
And I do think some of these are noteworthy. Maybe one day we will see cornhole in there, but we are going to be seeing flag football. Flag football is a variant of American football whereby players will remove a flag, of course. Mm-hmm. But that is going to be in the 2028 games in Los Angeles, premiering there.
Cool.
Squash is going to be back.
Ooh. I didn't know that was one before. Wow.
So
that's cool.
They're also introducing that one. Baseball. There wasn't any baseball in Paris in 2024, but unsurprisingly, it will be back for the games in the USA.
Yeah, and because they're going to be in Southern California, they will have the facility. Think of how many baseball stadiums there are in Southern California. Yeah. You could play anywhere.
If they wanted to have the Olympics every year in LA, I would understand.
Yeah, because like, they would have the facilities for everything. Yeah.
Softball is going to be back.
Yep,
again. It was around from 96 to 08, but was dropped for the 12 London Games and the 2016 Rio Games, made a comeback in 2020 in Tokyo, and then left again this year.
That was the London Games. It was pure spite.
Yeah, it really was. Spite. It really felt that way, and I forgot about that until now. Baseball. Man, they really do. It seems so like they could be good at it, you would think. Well, you know?
I think the majority... there's actually, and I know this for a fact, that there are some very passionate minority of baseball fans that I've spoken to one of them, and man, is he passionate. Holy cow.
There it's still funny to me, some of this stuff that exists that I believe only exists because of the way this all started. It's really going back, man. It's like us with soccer.
Yeah.
Like there's like almost this like thing, subconscious thing where we won't like it because, well, we left that country and all this and everything. I'm joking, but I mean, if some scientist, some great psychologist figured this out, I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be surprised.
Take a boring game like cricket and make it baseball. See, that's better.
Speaking of, cricket will be back in the 2028 games.
Of course it will be.
Cricket has only ever been contested once before, and that was in Paris in 1900. After 128 years, it will be included once again in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Along with lacrosse. Lacrosse is coming back to LA for the first time in 120 years as well.
That's got to be another facilities thing. Both of those, now they have the space to do it, and I think that's probably why.
And this is... Well, this is incredibly serious for the athletes, for the coaches, for the families and all of that. I know that I get all homerist about it and everything, and I enjoy them and love them and everything. And at the end of the day, this isn't something, as far as like what's a sport and what isn't a sport, the only people taking that serious are necessarily the people that need something to take serious, that need something to talk about. Like, what are you really getting upset about?
Yeah.
What did it cost you money? Did it affect you somehow personally? I actually talked to somebody that was actually upset that breaking was in the Olympics, and I'm like, how does this affect your life? Was it only on your TV and you couldn't flip the channel? Did they take money from your pocket?
Yeah, right.
Like, how did this affect you? Like, in what possible way? It's the Olympics games. They're going to last certain long anyway.
Can I make an outrageous prediction? Like, just totally off-the-wall, outrageous prediction. And I think it's just because it's starting to gain ground here. I think at some point, it may be many, many decades down the road, I think flag football will replace regular football as the major game in town.
Wow.
I totally believe that's going to happen at some point.
It would be, especially if the trend starts up of families not letting their kids play football. It's what killed boxing. Everybody wants to talk about, but you know, there's no prize fighters anymore, this and that. Why do you think there aren't any prize fighters? Because moms felt more comfortable letting their kids play football than that.
Yeah, than getting their heads knocked in. I mean, you're absolutely right. There's totally a reason why it went the way it went. And I can imagine football going the same way. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I could see a scenario where that does happen. And then what's going to fill the void? People like, what are the things that people like about football? Mm-hmm. I mean, some of it's the hitting, but a lot of it's the big plays and the excitement and all these kinds of things. So I think that there's a chance someday flag football might be the replacement.
We will mark that down. That is a take. That is a take.
How's that for a hot take?
That's a good one. Scorching. Good one. Nice. Steph Curry's clutch performance to secure the men's basketball gold medal Saturday sent shockwaves throughout the basketball world. Even non-basketball fans were sending me stuff about it and everything. It was very exciting. It also caught the attention of McDonald's in France as the French team cut the United States lead down to 3 points. The U.S. came back, and by that I mean Steph Curry, the greatest shooter of all time. And go ahead and please debate me on that. Please. I would love to have a debate on that one with anybody about Ray Allen.
Who the heck is Reggie Miller
or Larry Bird or anybody else? Because every one of those guys has gone out of their way to, including Larry Bird, has gone out of their way to say they've never seen a better shooter than Steph Curry.
No.
So even if you're fighting for them, are you going to fight them on that?
It's like trying to argue that Bobby Orr is the greatest hockey player of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out of here with that. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But
there's only one. Come on.
A legendary hockey player, a Hall of Fame hockey player, one of the greats, but not the great.
He's not the great one. Sorry. It's not good. No.
No, no. It was interesting to see the McDonald's in France go to try to change their name to their hot sauce to curry sauce. Well played by them.
That was good.
And the French market was very supportive of it, even though their team was losing and lost the game. Mm-hmm. I thought that was quite interesting, too. That is the staying power of a curry right there.
This should mark this year, though. This might be a turning point for basketball, world basketball, because in 2028, the tables may turn.
And
this might be it for Team USA for a little while. We'll see.
Imagine getting a bronze or a silver in L.A.
Ooh,
that is not going to feel good if that's how this plays out. And it's not surprising to what you're saying because if anything else, if you are one of these other teams and you're looking at high points and stuff, Serbia, okay, Jokic by then is probably going to be too old to play in the Olympics.
Right.
But you know who's not going to be? Victor Wembanyama.
Mm-hmm.
Victor Wembanyama is going to be in his prime at that point.
Yes, he is.
And as long as he is healthy, that young man is a bother. Unless you are a San Antonio Spurs fan, that man is a bother. Mm-hmm. That kid is only getting better, only getting stronger. And again, you know, God bless him health-wise. He's okay and everything. Mm-hmm. That is going to be a problem alone, let alone whatever else they have on that team.
And you know he's going to play. He's going to want to play. He's going to want to beat everybody with Team France, yeah.
Not to mention, while you're going to lose a knucklehead like Gobert and everything, you're going to be gaining two of the top picks in the NBA draft this year. They're going to be on probably that team. Yeah. So, France, along with Canada, Canada's another team. I was actually more worried about Canada in some ways than France this year. The home country always does well, so I wasn't shocked to see France get where they were. But I was very surprised to see Canada go out early. That team is only getting better and stronger. So, you're right, man. Enjoy it while we can. On the ladies' side, maybe have a little bit longer, but maybe not. Who knows? We will take our final time out of the show, but that's okay. We'll make it to the end of the game. We'll be all right without timeouts. I feel comfortable with this. We're going to use our challenge flag, and we'll be back with more Playmakers. Proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
WisCountry 105.5 WIRI and locally grown radio WFHR are having a party. A party on the roundabout. Join us August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. and have some fun on the radio. Say hi to Pam and the rest of the staff. There will be kids games, balloon animals, and face painting. There will be a live animal show by the Aquarium Pet Shop. Have your kid team up with one of our on-air personalities to record a radio message that we might air later. That's right, you could hear your kid on the radio. Meet and take pictures with our feathery mascot, Agatha, from noon to 2. She loves to make new friends. Then share and tag your picture to win station merch, including brand new t-shirts. Help us give back and support our community by donating a non-perishable food or school supply item. Don't miss Elk Hawk
Taco Social food truck serving hot, yummy tacos and more. And don't forget to text in your song requests for WIRI before August 11th through the Civic Media app. It's the WFHR WIRI Party on the Roundabout, Wednesday, August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. Come and see how much fun radio can be.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Fancy Brian Kelly joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, we learn about the growing popularity of green burials. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Couple of showers and storms possible Wednesday, a high in the upper 70s. And more rain possible Thursday, high mid-70s. Right now it's 80.
Welcome back, everyone, to WFHR's Playmakers. Seth and James hanging out with you. We'll take you to the top of the hour. Looking forward to having some fun with all of you. Call up and join the conversation. 715-424-2600. 424-2600. Mm-hmm. Programming note, no Playmakers on Wednesday. We will be live on the air, but we'll only be talking sports if you really want to.
We'll do some partying here. We got a party going on. Remember that,
we have the WFHR WIRI parking lot party happening this Wednesday, noon to 6. Stop on by the whole time or just part of the time, whatever works for you and your schedule. We got a lot of great things going on here with that. We're looking forward to interacting with you, hearing your feedback, along with bringing the kids down and letting them try some of the cool things that we'll have around here, different radio jobs. We'll have Edge VR. They're going to have a headset down here. Yep. That's going to be pretty cool. We'll have food if you want to purchase some. El Taco Social Food Truck will be here. Big shout out to them for being here. That's going to be fun.
We got in the very cool USB bracelets that we will put the recordings on for if you decide you want to give it a try, kids out there. You can grab it, take it home, and play it for your family and friends.
It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
We have to get to our stat of the show, Seth.
Okay.
We are a sports show. Every sports show has to have a stat of the show.
I didn't know that was in the contract.
It is in the Bill of Rights of Sports. I looked it over very closely. 1.2 million is your stat of the show.
Right.
That is how much Pitbull will be paying the school of Florida International University for naming rights to their stadium, which is now known as Pitbull Stadium. The singer, entertainer, big artist, Pitbull, has a college football stadium named after him. this is just...
What?
This is, if this was an Onion headline, you would be laughing your tail off.
Are you sure it's not?
The fact that it is real, it just makes you shake your head. Now, this is actually one of those weird situations where this could really actually, as silly as it is, be a win-win for both people.
Okay.
Pitbull, a very Miami-centric guy, based guy, does a lot in the communities over there, does a lot of good over in the in the Florida area, specifically the Southern Florida area. Florida International University is a small school, but looking to make a name for themselves, and schools do this all the time. There's been a couple of stadiums, including Boise State, that colored their grass different colors.
Green, RM green. I mean, blue, yes.
Blue, or Western Michigan, or Western Eastern Michigan.
One of those two.
They went red.
Yeah.
So there's things like that that teams do all the time. As silly as it might sound, one of the biggest recruiting tools that teams have, especially if you're Oregon and you're going to get kids to come all the way up to the whole other side of the country and all that, we got these really cool jerseys. We got these amazing jerseys, and guess what? Every year they change.
Yeah, exactly.
We have the state-of-the-art facilities and everything. What it takes to bring these young, talented kids and their families to allow them to come to these places,
right.
It's not surprising. So I thought that was quite interesting, seeing that Pitbull is going to have a stadium named after him.
That's weird. I mean, I get the whole... naming it after a the corporate thing now, of course, everyone naming rights and all that. And I remember back in the day when they named it after, like maybe a local person who had something to do with building the stadium or whatever, that makes sense to me. But it seems kind of, I mean, I know he's from the area, but still, that seems kind of random. Just Pitbull, because I don't associate him with football.
Right.
So
Oh, I don't know.
You might now.
Maybe I will. I don't know.
Good on them. It's a 5-year deal. I don't feel like this could be a lose-lose for either side.
Yeah, it seems like they got it pretty cheap, too, actually. $1.2 million? Saying. That's it?
Yeah, yeah.
They could have asked him for more.
You add on even another mill, and I might be saying something different. Yeah. But given the numb money and everything, and it ain't my money. It's not my school.
Sure, he can afford it. So
good on them all. Good on all of them. Wish them well. I hope that this leads to more celebrities doing this. That is kind of where we're going to go with this. Stadiums, like, let's, you know, any stadium you want, any sport you want, give me a celebrity to name after that team. And I think that we could have some fun with this stadium-wise. you're going to be talking about this, and you're going to say, well, there's some classic stadium names and everything, Wrigley Field or something like that. Keeping in mind, they're going to keep Wrigley Field, but it would be, you know, John Cusack Wrigley Field, that, you know, that kind of thing.
That would be hilarious if John Cusack. He would never do that.
The Gary Sinise Field at Wrigley Park or something like that.
What have you. But they could probably get the White Sox a lot cheaper.
Though. Oh, my God. I could get the White Sox.
James Maloff.
The fire Jerry Reinsdorf. Sell the team Jerry Stadium. That's what I would like to do.
Sell the team Jerry Stadium.
For the love of God, if you've ever loved baseball in the city of Chicago, please get rid of the White Sox. Thank you for the segue, Seth, because I did want to touch on at least one for a minute, and I'm timing myself. I got a minute to talk White Sox.
Okay, all right.
The pickup of Grady Sizemore as their new manager.
Yeah.
Bringing a, quote, different energy to the park did lead to a loss in his first game. Which is understandable.
Yeah, right.
I am not hopeful as a White Sox fan. I'm the exact opposite of what I am as a Bear fan, as a White Sox fan. As long as Jerry Reinsdorf has signed the checks, I don't feel good about anything going forward. No. I'll be honest with everybody. A couple of years ago when people were talking up the Sox, I was not one of them.
You had your doubts.
I did not feel good about that. I wanted to feel good about it. I did not. Mm-hmm. It took a punch to basically end that run.
Yeah.
And end a career while we're at it.
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't even think he's in the league right now. He got dropped by the Marlins. So, he isn't even there. But Grady Sizemore, great player and a nice career, and does seem to be very liked in that dugout. I'm hopeful that he keeps this job. Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful that they keep him here, that they keep somebody in-house that knows the franchise, knows these players, has a connection with the GM, and they can build on something, because there's nothing to build on right now in the South Side.
There really isn't.
So I'd like to see that, and I'm happy for always. I'm a person, even if it's a player I didn't like as a player, I don't know. I'm always happy to see these guys get jobs like this. There's not a ton of jobs in sports. I know we think nowadays, everybody goes into commentating, everybody goes into this.
Nope.
That's a handful. We're talking like 3-4% of former players that get to do those things.
Even smaller than that.
There ain't no retirement plan for these guys. No, it's cool to see.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. His story is actually really similar to Rocco Baldelli's, who's the manager of the Twins right now. They had similar careers. They were both really, really good players that got hurt. Both of their careers ended early because of some really weird disorders that they had. Grady Sizemore was great. He was an awesome player, but the injuries piled up and he had to quit. Sadly, because of that. Same thing with Rocco Baldelli. Man, this could be something similar because he's got a real similar feel to it. You know, I don't know if personality-wise, I'm guessing they're completely different. But if, you know, Rocco's done pretty good as manager of the Twins. He's done a really good job over the last 5-6 years. So let's see what happens. You never know. I'm going to give him a chance, though.
I would like to think so. We'll see. I did want to get real stats of the shows, and I was just messing around with that one. I could go with Nolan Ryan's 5,714 strikeouts and 2,795 walks as far as unbeatable stats. I believe, and you can write this down and play it back 20 years from now or whatever, Ricky Henderson's 1,406 career steals, let alone his 130 steals in 82, will never be touched, let alone beaten.
No.
I don't even think those are going to be even touched. Not even close.
No. Even, you know, the kind of resurgence like Ellie De La Cruz this year stealing a whole bunch of bases. Yeah, no, that's not good. Not going to be enough.
We can mention the big Bambinos. Babe Ruth's 177 runs scored in 1921. That is still not even been touched.
Not even close.
Bonds got close, but never scored 150 times in a season. Jeff Bagwell got close with 152, but nobody has been closer than in that regard.
No.
So there's those that are pretty good. But the one I want to go to, Seth, is Joe Sewell's three. I apologize.
I know what the stat is. I know what this is.
Joe, three strikeout season, 32.
No. Okay. I was thinking something else. Sorry.
Well, I wanted to mention Jody Davis's 89 base runners caught stealing in 1986.
What?
Davis totaled ties for 166th all time, but everyone ahead of him played before the end of World War II, integration and everything. Yeah. Davis raced past Gary Carter's 75th caught steal throws in 1983. That was the closest there was. It was 75. And no other backstop has reached 70 since Tom Pagnozzi in 1991.
Ooh, there's a good name for
you.
Got
a good name in there.
Boy,
yeah.
Tom Pagnozzi had a great arm. You know what? And that was in the height of running in the 80s, man. That's when you had the crazy Cardinals just running all over the place. How many times did they have to throw? Think about that.
89.
That's how many he caught.
Yeah.
Which means there were a bunch of guys he didn't. That's like 200 throws in his. Wow.
They have brought back stolen bases, but not that much.
No.
It hasn't been back
that
much.
Not even close to what it was in the 80s, yeah.
As far as unbreakable stats, especially for backstops,
that's going to be one of them.
You know, especially, they don't. I mean, most guys don't even play that many games as much. It's a platoon for a lot of these guys, for a lot of these teams, at that position. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah. And the three strikeouts in a season, that's never, ever, 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 ever happening again.
Yeah. Well, yeah, agreed. We'll be back on Friday with you, everybody. Have a great week until then, and meet us here on Wednesday for our WFHR WIRI parking lot party.
Yes,
Seth, great show.
You too.
Have a good day, everyone.